Armadoxy for Today, Pentecost, Non-Denominationalism, the Bible, and the Church. As a kid, I remember a commercial on television featuring a nice-looking building. A voice asks, "Nice building, huh?" Then the camera zooms in to reveal cracks and chips that were painted over. And without skipping a beat, the voice divulges the truth. "Until you look up closely," it said. The body of the voice would then come on screen to plug some kind of texture coating that hid the scars of the building. Usually things look nice from a distance, but upon a closer look, the cracks start showing. The same old true for religion. We will confine today's discussion to the Christian religion. One of the popular designations of Christianity that needs to receive a closer look is the term non-denominational. It is fairly popular these days because it is presented as a free-spirited version of Christianity. Generally, a non-denominational church believes that the Bible is the sole authority that dictates every aspect of the church, with Scripture shaping their beliefs and philosophies. Now, before taking a closer look, let's remember the course that we have traveled through to get to this point. We went through a period of preparation called Lent. We celebrated the resurrection and then continued with the formation of the first Christian communities. Currently, we are in that period between Ascension, 40 days after Easter, and the Pentecost, 50 days after Easter. Now, there is a reason the church asks us to take this journey. When Jesus was crucified, there was no Bible. When he resurrected, there was no Bible. When he ascended, there was no Bible. In fact, there was no formal Bible for a few hundred years. However, at all the same events, crucifixion, resurrection, ascension, and on into the formation of the communities, there was the church. Those who claim to be non-denominational say that they accept the Bible as the sole authority in matters of their faith. By their own admission, they have excluded themselves from major events of Christian history and development. History shows that everything we know about Jesus Christ has arrived to us because of His holy church. God's greatest gift to humanity was not the Bible. Much more important than the Bible is Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God the Father. Jesus' gift to humanity was not the Bible. Rather, it was His holy and precious body, namely the church. And it was the church that compiled the books together to give us what we refer to today as the Bible. The Armenian word for the Bible is Osvazashunch, which literally means the breath of God. The Armenian church refers to it as the breath because it guides us as spirit, not as a book of laws and regulations, and it guides us along the path of truth, hope, and love. The appeal of non-denominationalism is understandable in our world today, where everyone is given a platform to interpret. Often these interpretations create a derivative of Christ's holy and sacred message. In other words, within the non-denominational category, you can have several hundred or even thousand derivatives of the faith, which means there is no such thing as non-denominational. Everyone's reading creates a new denomination. This is why when we speak of the Armenian Apostolic Church, we are grounding ourselves in a tradition that dates back to the time of Jesus Christ Himself, that is, before there was a Bible. At this feast of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, it is important to understand that the Armenian Church is not a Bible-centered community of believers. We are Christ-centered. We make this proclamation unapologetically. Non-denominationalism is very nice looking and appealing, but when you look up closely, you notice the chips and the holes. Jesus set up His church, and it is guided by the Holy Spirit. In his unfailing words, Jesus says, "The gates of hell will not prevail against the church." We conclude with a prayer from the Holy Divine Liturgy of the Armenian Church. We thank you, Father Almighty, who did prepare us for the Holy Church as a haven, a temple of holiness, where the name of the Holy Trinity is glorified. Alleluia. We thank you, Spirit of Truth, who renewed the Holy Church, keeper without blemish, through the faith in the Trinity forevermore. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.